Hello, hello. Welcome to Poetic Pathways. I'm your host, Lauren Dakota, and I'm so glad you're here. In this series, we talk about our emotions, mental health, relationships, and the other trials of this life. We discern these things with scripture. I share my journey with the Lord and a reflective poem about what we discuss. If you're returning, welcome back. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can be tuned in to every episode and join this faith community. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. Today, we're going to be talking about 5 transformative habits for spiritual growth. Maybe you've been a casual Christian, cultural Christian, going to church every now and then, praying only when you're in dire need of God's help, like only when you desperately need him and say, okay, I gotta pray. Whether you know it or not, you may be lukewarm. Not for evil, but you're not all the way for God. That's what lukewarm is. God tells us about the dangers of being lukewarm in Revelation. I want to read Revelation 3, verses 15 through 16. It says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. God says, God is telling us in Revelation that we're either on fire for God or not. There's no in between. We're all going to have to give an account of our lives on Judgment Day. That's the day Jesus returns to earth. Okay. Each of us, one by one, we're going to have to give a personal account to God. And he's going to judge us by our beliefs, by our works. Like, did we work out our salvation? Like, or did we just say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, I believe in him as my savior? But did we really make him Lord over our lives? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to give you 5 tips on how you can grow spiritually and guard your heart from the things of this world. Habit number 1, change how you use social media. Whether you know it or not, social media influences you. These 5 tips that I'm giving y'all, I did myself personally, like during my sophomore year of college. I noticed that I wasn't right. I finally made the decision, I'm going to go all the way with God. And one of the first things I noticed is that I had to change my social media. So I took a break from social media. I wouldn't call it a fast back then, but I definitely encourage y'all to do a social media fast. And Jesus talks about fasting with his disciples. There is one day Jesus' disciples were trying to cast out a devil, but they couldn't. So that person, I believe it was the parent, the father, went up to Jesus and told him that the disciples tried to cast out the devil, the demon, but they couldn't. And the disciples told Jesus, why couldn't we cast it out? And Jesus said, this kind goes not out except by prayer and fasting. And it made me think, there's certain areas of my life I need to fast and pray. If you fast without praying, you're just doing a diet. Fasting is abstaining from something. It could be food, it could be social media. But if you're fasting without praying, without seeking God, you're just changing your behavior. Your heart is not being transformed. So that's why Jesus wants you to fast and pray. So for heart transformation, take a break from social media. Just use that time to replace it with something else. Pray. Read the Bible. Go on a walk. Work out. Work on your goals. Like, really, when you take time off of social media, you have more time to grow, to really focus on the areas that you want to grow in. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. So, as you're spending time away from social media, do those things. And the fast can be however long or short you want it to. Like, start from where your faith is. Like, me personally, after my sophomore year of college, I did a 9-month break from social media. Do not take a whole year break from social media if you can barely go 2 minutes without checking your phone. Start from where you are. Maybe you can start from 30 minute period, you're not checking your phone, or an hour or a couple hours. Start from where you are. Don't try to imitate someone else's journey. Like, start from where you are. So after you do that fast, you get back on social media, first thing I want you to do is to change who you follow. There's a possibility you're looking at some foul content. It can be some gossip, a lot of foul language, the news in this world. Like, if you're constantly looking at news that can bring up fear in you, you may be looking at a lot of explicit content that shows a lot of revealing clothing. You may be comparing yourself to other men, to other women. Just change who you follow. Yeah, follow people that can uplift you in the word. Like, a couple people I follow are Ashley Hetherington, the Heavenly Bond podcast, Jackie Hill Perry. So follow some positive people. All the people you follow don't have to be specifically in the Christian genre. You can follow different athletes that talk about Jesus, that just glorify him in everything they do and say. They have the light of Christ in them. So yeah, change who you follow. Before you go on the app, pray. Like, recently I did this 10-day social media fast. I did this 10-day plan called Instagram for Jesus. I'm going to link it down below, but it was amazing. It totally changed the way I wanted to use Instagram and my other social media platforms. Like, before, I would just be posting and striving for notifications, for likes, for comments. But now when I post, I want to glorify God in all that I do. Whether it's one person who views that post, whose life that touches, or if it's 1,000 people, I don't care. There's a scripture that says, am I trying to win the approval of people or of God? If I was still trying to win the approval of people, I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. There's a quote that says, if you live by their acceptance, you'll die by their rejection. So now when you post, don't post to just get likes and views. I encourage you to post to glorify God. And even when you comment on other people's posts, ask yourself, will this uplift them? Is this encouraging? Or are you trying to put someone else down? So change the way that you post and change the way that you comment on other people's posts, that you interact with social media. I talked about glorifying God when you post. In order to do that, you have to constantly go to Him, your Heavenly Father, for affirmation, not for social media. If you don't go to God for affirmation, you're going to try to look for affirmation in other areas. So I encourage you, go to God. Habit number 2, change the way you use music. I was in the world. People may not believe it, but I used to be in the world. I was not always saved. And I used to listen to a lot of trap music, like a lot of music about gang violence, promiscuity, drugs. And I would just tell myself, oh, I'm just listening to the beat. I'm not listening to the words. But little did I know, the words were being implanted in my heart. I couldn't fool my heart. And soon after that, I started acting like the songs. And I noticed, okay, I have to stop this. I didn't know I was being deceived until God unveiled my eyes and showed me, hey, you had darkness in you. You were meditating on these things of the world and were just bound. This was a huge step for me. I did not want to change my music, but I wanted to continue listening to the rap that's popular in culture. But I surrendered it to God and just trusted Him and believed that His way was better. Because I remember when I used to listen to those songs, I would be angrier than before. I started having more hints of jealousy. So I changed the way I use music. Yeah, I changed what music I listen to. Before I started listening to Christian music, I thought there was only a few kinds of Christian music, such as gospel and contemporary Christian, like slow Christian songs. But there's way more. There's Christian rap, Christian R&B, country, pop, indie, you name it. So what I want you to do is to go into Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever music platform you use, and type in Christian, and then type in the subgenre that you want. For me, it was hip hop and rap. So I started doing that, and the suggested videos even came up on my YouTube. And some of the artists I listen to now are Keon Boone, Caleb Gordon, Holvi, Forrest Frank, there's so much more, Sunday, Madison Ryan Ward. I'm going to link a podcast below. I said podcast. I'm going to link a music playlist below for Christian music. And it's going to be rap, R&B, some pop, you know, some different genres in there for you. I'm telling you, your life will be changed as you're listening to this music, because you realize I can listen to a song with 808s and still be filled with the Spirit. So change your music. You're gonna feel so much better. Your spirit is gonna rejoice and not be grieved. Habit number 3, change the shows that you watch. God tells us to guard our heart, for everything we do flows from it. It determines the course of your life. Yeah, it determines the course of your life. When I was in the world, I watched a lot of dramas, reality TV filled with gossip. I even watched mystery shows that were filled with murder mysteries, crime scenes. And there was a time that I was having nightmares, and I knew why I was having those nightmares, because I was watching those shows, and I thought I was just watching a mystery and wouldn't be affected, but those shows have evil spirits, and they were getting into my heart, and I had to cast that out in the name of Jesus and stop watching those shows. Like, you have to guard your heart, because you may think you're just having fun, being entertained, but those shows are telling their vision. There's no original thought. So where they got the ideas for those shows, it's from the enemy. It's from the things of this world, the darkness of this world. So you have to guard your heart. I encourage you to stop watching shows with evil and darkness. Stop watching scary movies, because whether you know it or not, that's affecting you. And after you stop watching those shows, I want you to replace it with Christian content. Like, watch content that will uplift you. I'm going to link some podcasts below that I listen to. But some podcasts that I listen to are Save Not Soft with Emmy Moore, With the Perrys, Heavenly Bond podcast. There's so many more, so many podcasts I listen to. They're so convenient. You can listen to them while you're in your car, while you're, I would say working out, I don't know. But you can listen to them while you're in your car, on your walk. And they're very similar to television, because most of them are 30 minutes or 60 minutes. They're full of the word, entertaining, encouraging, uplifting. Change what you watch, because what you are constantly listening to and watching is going to affect how you speak. It's going to affect your actions. Okay. Tip number 4, change what you read. Similar to what we've been saying before, guard your heart. I used to read a lot of crime mysteries. I used to read a lot of murder mysteries. I used to even read a lot of romantic comedy books, and I didn't know that I was idolizing dating. I was idolizing marriage, because those books, they weren't built on the foundation of God. They were built on popular culture. If you start to notice that as you're reading, you're idolizing different characters, different people in your life. You have the spirit of fear. That's not of God, because he said he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I just encourage you to stop reading those things. Now, what do you replace those things with? Like, what do you read now? Read the word. Go to the word. Jesus said his word is spirit and life. It just makes perfect sense. Read the book that your creator created for you, so you can know who you are, who you truly are. As you start reading the word, you learn more about yourself. I definitely learned more about myself when I started reading the word, because I used to be shy, insecure, have anxiety. Now I'm confident of who I am in Christ. I encourage you to read the word as well as read Christian books. Christian books that are built upon the word of God. I'm currently in the middle of reading a couple books. One of them is Outdated by J.P. Pokluta. It's about dating in a way that glorifies God. Dating with the purpose of godly marriage. I've also started reading Dating, a Biblical Guide. And what else? And I'm in the midst of reading Gay Girl, Good Guy. And that's about just submitting our sexualities to the word. Very good. Definitely recommend that book. Change what you read. My last tip number 5, is to change the company you keep. After you do habits 1 through 4, you're going to want to do habit number 5, because as you're listening to Christian music, you're going to want to talk to other people who are listening to Christian music, whether that's rap, gospel, R&B. You're going to start building a community. And like, as you're doing these things, you're going to want to be around like-minded people. God said in his word, bad company corrupts good character. And it also says in Proverbs to guard your heart. If you're constantly around people who are in the world, you may want to start acting like them. And that's reverting back to lukewarm. Like, you don't want to be all for God in your home and then turn around, go outside your house and act like someone else. Now, it may not be possible for you to change all the company you keep. You may be around people of the world at your workplace, in your classes, when you're at the grocery store. And that's fine. But God tells us to be prepared in season and out of season when people ask us a reason for our faith. So take those opportunities to share your faith in Christ. Take those opportunities to be a light to the world. Now, you don't have to force Jesus in every single conversation, but be a light. Like, when someone starts to gossip, redirect the conversation and just compliment someone, encourage someone. Like, you don't want to act like the world. When people start noticing that you're different, start noticing that the joy of the Lord is your strength, they're going to ask you for the reason, the hope, the light that is in you. So be a light to your community. God also encourages us to commune with the other brothers and sisters in Christ. He encourages us not to neglect meeting up together with the other brethren. I encourage you to go out to different places to meet like-minded Christians. If you're in Atlanta, I specifically have 3 places that you can check out. Number 1, Victory Young Adults, every Tuesday night. The best place to be on a Tuesday night. I started going there last year, so my life has completely changed. It's in the Norcross area, which is not too far from Atlanta. In the first 30 minutes, you get to hang out, play games, talk with different people. Then the service starts and worship begins, and then you go into the message, and then after the service You can either choose to go home or to chit-chat with some people again. It is amazing. You're going to meet a whole bunch of people. It's for ages 18 through 30 every Tuesday night. Definitely suggest that. The second place I suggest for you to check out is Passion YA. YA stands for Young Adults. It's usually the first Tuesday of every month. I've been a couple times and it's been amazing. I especially like the fact that Passion Church and Victory Church collaborate with each other. One of the pastors from Passion spoke at one of the Victory Young Adult Nights. So I definitely recommend that you check those two out. And last but not least, I suggest The Living Room. I believe it's on Monday nights. It's especially geared towards college students. I've had some friends that went to The Living Room on Monday nights and they definitely enjoyed it. They were able to commune with other brothers and sisters of the faith. So those three things, Victory Young Adults, Passion Young Adults, and The Living Room. And if you're not in Atlanta, I encourage you to check out Bible-based churches, some other communities where you can meet like-minded brothers and sisters of the faith. You don't always have to be in a church building. You can check out some small groups that are around you. And I encourage you to pray and lift up this desire to God. Lift up your desire to meet other people of the faith, other young adults of the faith. Because there's a high chance that most of my viewers are in the young adult age and want to meet like-minded people. So lift up this desire to God. Pray with faith. Don't pray in doubt. Pray believing that He hears you and He's going to answer your prayer. And those are the five transformative habits for spiritual growth. I definitely believe as you do these habits, you're going to be changed. You're going to be changed. Your speech is going to change. Because when I started doing this, I used to curse a lot under my breath. My speech changed. The way I saw other people change. I was no longer comparing myself to other people. I knew and believed that I'm a child of the Most High God. And I started praying for others. The way I used social media changed. All these things changed. So I'm telling you, your life will forever be changed as you surrender your entire life to God and build it upon His foundation. So now we're going to go into another segment. Yep. Now we're going to go into our next segment called Lyrics with Lauren. This, I'm going to share a reflective poem on what we learned. From lukewarm to on fire. I flash back to when I was on the path to hellfire. I had a decision to make. Would I lose my life for His sake? Take the narrow gate? Or keep listening to filth mixed with 808s? Little did I know, there's rap music on faith. Would I embrace my sexuality or surrender it to His throne? A gentle spirit is better than clothing dripped in gold. Would I scroll through pictures of beautiful women, comparison obscuring my vision? Or would I guard my eyes, seeking truth, combating lies? Guard my tongue, declare that I'm His anointed one. Here I go, I've left the broad road. The lukewarm life had no hope. By the grace of God, I'm surrounded with heavenly host. In my Lord, I boast. I've left the road of deception. Every time I'm with Jesus, my skin shines a brighter complexion. Praise Yahweh, my heart is on fire for You. Forevermore, I will thank You. Okay, and that is From Lukewarm to On Fire. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this message encouraged you, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify or any other platform, make sure to leave a rating and review. so more people can be encouraged by the word. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.